You sit down, you close your eyes, you try to clear your mind. 30 seconds later, you're mentally replaying an argument from 3 days ago, planning dinner, and wondering if you left the stove on. You open your eyes, frustrated, and decide meditation just isn't for you. That failure mode, the belief that a wandering mind means a failed session, is the single biggest reason most beginners quit before they ever really start. Here's the counterintuitive truth. The U.S. National Center for Complementary and Integrative Health confirms that meditation does not require eliminating thoughts. Many meditation methods train you to notice where attention has gone and gently return it. That's the whole game, Lewis. Not silence. Return. The mechanism behind your busy brain has a name, and understanding it changes everything. Your mind has a default state, a background hum of planning, remembering, and self-referential chatter that activates the moment you stop directing your attention outward. This is not a personal flaw. It is biology. Think of it like a car engine that idles the moment you take your foot off the gas. The engine doesn't stall, it just runs on its own. Your mind does the same thing. Focused attention meditation, the style most beginners start with, uses a simple anchor, like the sensation of breathing, to give your attention somewhere deliberate to rest. The moment you notice the engine has started idling again, you return to the anchor. That noticing? That's the practice. Now here's where most beginners create what we can call the frustration loop. They sit down expecting stillness. The mind wanders, which it will, because that's what minds do. They interpret the wandering as failure. The frustration itself becomes another distraction. They try harder to force silence, which generates more mental noise, which generates more frustration. The loop tightens until they quit. The exit from this loop is a single reframe. A wandering mind is not evidence that meditation has failed. According to the NCCIH, noticing distraction is precisely what provides the opportunity to practice returning attention. The key idea is that the moment of return, that gentle pivot back to your breath, is the repetition. It's the mental equivalent of a bicep curl. More wandering means more reps. A session full of distractions isn't a bad session, it's a workout. That reframe has a practical name, the reset protocol. Here's how it works. You sit comfortably. You choose a simple object of attention. The breath is the most accessible. You notice sensations, the rise of your chest, the air at your nostrils, the slight pause between inhale and exhale. You don't force the breath to change, you just observe it. When your mind moves, and it will, you notice that it moved, without judgment, and you return. That's one reset. Mindfulness, as the NCCIH defines it, is maintaining awareness of the present moment without judgment. The without judgment part is load-bearing. Relating to thoughts with less judgment, rather than trying to suppress them, is what makes the practice sustainable. One important note, Lewis. If you ever find that sitting with your thoughts produces escalating distress rather than calm, that's worth paying attention to. Research shows that roughly 8% of meditation participants report adverse experiences, most commonly anxiety. Gentle practice is the rule. If discomfort grows, adjust or stop, and speak with a clinician if symptoms persist. The takeaway from everything in this lecture is precise, and it's worth locking in now. Meditation is not the practice of stopping your thoughts. It is the practice of noticing where your attention has gone and returning it, repeatedly, without self-criticism. Success is not measured by how long you stayed focused. It is measured by how many times you came back. Each return is a small act of awareness. Each return is the skill being built. In the next lecture, we'll move from this conceptual foundation into the physical mechanics, posture, and breath that make the reset protocol easier to sustain. But for now, Lewis, the only rule that matters is this: the moment of return is the win. Count those, not the wandering.